Well, I just think, you know, we're looking at it. We've had this kid in before and worked him out. You know, we like a lot of things that he's done. And, you know, it's just that when I brought Jason in, I just said, hey, listen, he has a lot of talent, you know, Jason Myers, and, you know, just hasn't been consistent. You know, and we're just trying to get ourselves better. You know, and I told him to keep going and keep working. I think he's a guy that has the ability to play in this league. And we just wanted to bring someone in to see if we can get some more consistency out of that position.
How's Leonard feeling 3 days later?
I think we'll see. You know, I think we'll see. He's not scheduled to practice today. So, you know, like I said before, I don't try to get into that. The only reason why is because I got burnt before. You know, I was sitting here and I had my crystal ball out and I was like, hey, listen, this guy's going to be okay to play. And then he didn't play and I got crushed. You know what I'm saying? So I just think, you know, you have to be careful as a coach, you know. I mean, you know, like I said before, I just try to give you guys the facts. He was ready to go back in after the game, but there's a lot of adrenaline that goes into that, you know, that you're able to do that. And then, you know, you just got to wait and see how things go the following week.
Back to the kicker.
Sure.
He wasn't consistent, but do you ever make a move like that to send a message to the team saying, hey, you better pick up your play too because anybody can be cut?
I think they know that. I don't try to, like, you know how, like, sometimes people say, well, hey, are you trying to send a message? I mean,
yeah.
I don't try to do that stuff through the media or through moves. I'd rather just tell a player, you know, hey, listen, if you don't pick your game up, you know, yeah, you're in trouble. And that happens, you know, quite a bit, you know, those conversations with players. And then, but I also tell them, hey, you're doing a hell of a job too. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep that going. So I just try to be honest and upfront, you know, with every player, because I think that's what they're looking for.
What would you have you been looking? Has inconsistency has been a concern with him for a couple of games, or what did it prompt you more when he missed those two kicks?
I try not, like, in other words, in my mind, when I put a player on the field, in my mind, I believe in that player and I believe he can get things done. If I didn't do that, then I wouldn't be doing my job. You know what I'm saying? A disservice to the team. So it's just a matter of putting everyone out there every time. I believe in them, you know, and, you know, just like, you know, the other day, you know, hey, this is where we think he can make it. This is what he'd been doing in practice. This is what he'd been doing, you know, pregame. And then you go out there and make those decisions based on that, you know, and that's what I've done. And then, you know, you watch the film as coaches, you grade it, but you watch it. I watch everything. I have questions, you know, hey, listen, we got to get more out of this player, player A or player B, or, you know, hey, schematically, are we doing the right thing as coaches for player A or player B in the position that we're putting them in? Are we asking them to do too much, or are we, you know, happy with, you know, can he get that done? You know, and then it's just a matter of that. So that's pretty much the way it's always been for me.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If indeed.
Have I gained a little weight?
Am
I,
no,
okay,
great.
I'm trying to get down now. Are you?
Yeah, no.
Trying to get down. I'm trying to get. I like it.
If indeed there's a little blueprint for trying to defend you guys now, what are some of the options for countering that, and maybe the better options?
I just think we got to work on that stuff during the week. You know what I'm saying? If we get some things that you know, there's different ways of doing it. So, you know, we've got to be prepared for stuff that we don't see on film. You know, and that's really what it comes down to. And, you know, being able to identify it on the field and then being able to say, okay, we're going to this, you know, right away, and that communication. But while we don't get to the sideline, you know what I'm saying? Because when you get to the sideline, you have pictures, you can show them, you know, that's easier. But if it's something happens on the field, let's make sure that our players can communicate and let's get through the down. You know, because you don't see it consistently. Let's get through the down till we can get to the sideline and go. We're going the other way now, and we're preparing for things that we may see.
If you're going to see almost a goal line defense like that,
right,
is it too simple to say we got to just be able to throw the ball down the field? Is that too simple of a thought process? Or
well, no, I think that's the first thing you think of.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you get in there, you go, shoot, they got all these guys up here. We've got to go do it. You know, so I think that's the first process that goes through your mind. But at the same sense, you don't want to limit yourself to just putting yourself in one dimension. Hey, listen, if we put this front in here, we know they're throwing the football. You know, you've got to be able to come up with some things to try to keep yourself balanced, you know, at the end of the day.
Is Linder's listed as not expected to practice today. Is he getting better still?
He is getting better. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's lifting and running. It's just a matter of, you know, the illness of being where it's at a point where he's able to go back in there and play and nothing comes back for him.
What was your evaluation of Shatley?
I thought Shat did a nice job. You know, I mean, you know, obviously he's the backup and Linder's a starter, you know, but, you know, one of the reasons why we have him is to be able to go in there and play well enough for us to win, which he's been playing at a good level. So I'm not dissatisfied at all with Tyler.
What stands out to you about Pagano's defense?
You know, they're tough. I mean, you go up front, the three inside guys do a heck of a job. You know, they got six new starters. You know, so they have, you know, the nose came from Tennessee, which we know, and then, you know, the Giants, and then Houston with Simon, Sheard, you know, Cleveland and New England, you know, so those guys do a nice job. And then, you know, Bostic's really playing well for him in the middle. You know, 44 is a good, tough, downhill player. I think the safety that they have from Ohio State that they picked in the first round has excellent range and good ball skills. You know, Davis is a top corner in the league. The other corner is playing well. But really probably, you know, how big and physical they are. I think, you know, Coach comes from the same tree as, like, the Baltimore stuff. So you see a lot of the same, not schematically as much, but you see a lot of the same build of the defense. You know, big guys up front that really do a good job straining. You know, they've been very good against the run. I think that shows up. And they've done a nice job. I think it's tough when you watch their games. I mean, they're a whole lot closer, you know, than what you would expect, you know, when you watch a full game. You know, I mean, they're battling their butts off. They're in, you know, in every game. They've won a couple of games. They're playing better each week. So, you know, it'll be a challenge for us.
Wade, you mentioned Hooker. I think you had him in before the draft. Being a one-year guy at Ohio State, do you still see a player on tape who's still learning the position?
I mean, I don't want to say that for him. I see Leonard Fournette learning the position still. You know what I'm saying? I see Cam Robinson learning the position. I see all young players in this league learning the position still. I can't speak for him. I just know that we're facing a player that has a lot of range, has excellent ball skills, you know, that has three interceptions, that, you know, that can go from sideline to sideline. So I really think he's a heck of a player.
What Frank Gore is doing at age 34, is that even almost more impressive than like a guy like Brady playing quarterback at 40 just because of all the physical pounding that position takes?
I don't know him personally, but I was at Tennessee when we were recruiting him. You know what I'm saying? So I've heard a lot of things about him when he was much younger, and those things have all come to fruition as his pro career. You know, I still think he's a very difficult back to defend. You know, he's very tough. He's very tough to bring down. I think that's been the key with him. You know, obviously he knows he's run all the schemes, so it's very difficult. You know, he's very difficult to tackle, and he's still a weapon. And I don't look at the yards per carry, you know, necessarily for him. I just know what the skill set he has and what he's able to do. You know, same with the kicker. I mean, 22 years. You know, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, what hasn't he done? He's outstanding. So, you know, I keep going back. I keep, you know, every time we get an opponent and I turn the page and I look at the personnel, you know, I say to myself, gosh, these guys are still going and they're still playing at a high level. You know, credit to them and the way they take care of their bodies and what they do.
He doesn't look like he's 34.
No. Uh-uh. No. And I've been around, you know, we had Curtis. Curtis was the oldest player to win the rushing title. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they just do, and I'm only comparing Curtis Martin, you know, they do an unbelievable job of taking care of their bodies, you know, doing all the right things and really being a pro. Because I really think my experience with players that, you know, they do that from the beginning, and then if their skills are good enough to play, they'll play for a long period of time. You can only get by so much with, you know what I'm saying, if you get injuries and you don't take care of your body, eventually in this league you're not going to be good enough to play. So those players do an outstanding job. Go ahead. No, that's right, Ryan. Go ahead.
Todd Wash hasn't called more than just a couple pressures the last 2 weeks. How much of a luxury is that for a coordinator that he knows his four-man rush?
Oh, I think it's big. You know, in this league, it's, you know, if you can affect the quarterback with this rushing, you know, four, you know, then that really, really helps you out. You know what I'm saying? Because then you can have, You know, you can play multiple coverages in the back end. You know, you feel you have everything covered, you know, from a standpoint of either the zones or man or extra guys back there. So I think that's always a big thing because in this league, if you don't affect the quarterback, you know, then you're, it can be a very long day for you defensively. So, you know, most of the time you start out with four. If you can affect the quarterback with four, you're in great shape. If you can't, you know, then you got to bring five. And if you bring five and you can't affect them with five, then you got to bring six. You know what I'm saying? And it just goes on and on and on. So, you know, it's good that we're able to get that, you know, from our players. And we've got to do a better job in the early downs to put them in longer down and distances. And I think it'll be even more advantageous.
Follow up on that. Going into the season, did you expect to be more of a pressure team, more of a higher percentage in your arena?
Well, I don't, for me, I don't really go in saying, okay, hey, this is what, you know what I'm saying, I'm expecting until I start training camp. You know what I'm saying? When you get to training camp, you know, and you're watching your defense play against your offense, you have a good feel because you know all the personnel. But then when you start playing against other teams and you start playing the preseason and watching how the players are doing or practicing against other teams, you know, then you start saying, well, you know, I think we can be okay. You know, so I thought going into the season, I thought with the, you know, the four rushes we had that I thought we'd be okay. You know, did I think that we'd have X amount of sacks at this point? I don't put numbers on it because I don't know how teams are going to, you know, really wind up playing against us. But, you know, I thought we would be in good shape, you know what I'm saying, with the guys we had rushing.
How did you approach the Andrew Luck game planning situation? Do you expect to see him? Do you plan until you know, adjust after if he's available?
Well, the guy they got playing now is getting better and better each week, yeah. You know, and he's really doing a nice job. So, you know, you know, we're banking on, you know, we're going to go in and prepare for him. I think we have a good understanding that if, you know, if Luck comes in, we've played against that before, we would be able to adjust to that. But we're really concentrating on Brissett, who's I think has gotten better and better each week.
Going back to
God bless you. You're welcome.
To Shatley for a minute, you said you're satisfied with his play. What are some of the indications that he's playing to the level that you need?
Just in the way he grades, you know what I'm saying? Just in the way he plays. I think it's hard for people, you know, obviously when you look at Lyman, you know, to say, you know, hey, how, you know, what has he done? What is, you know, but, you know, he's been solid since he's been here. He really has. I mean, you know, he's been, you know, consistent. You know, he's had some really good games. You know, there's some games against, you know, some matchups that he has struggled, you know, and you talk about like a Brandon Williams last year for Baltimore, who's a heck of a player. You know, but, you know, I think everyone, a lot of people struggle against him. So I look at it that way. But, you know, as far as someone that's always ready to go, is always ready to, you know, prepares like a starter, you know, even when Brandon's back, you know, I'm happy with him. He has really good strength. He has good athletic ability. He's a former defensive lineman, you know what I'm saying, at Clemson. So he has that type of mentality, which is good. And then now it's just a matter of just working with the guys next to him communication-wise and just get better and better. And that's in-game experience, really, you know, that works with communication.
On special teams, the return game isn't ranked very high. Is that lack of opportunities or lack of blocking?
Well, lack of opportunities for sure, Ryan. Excuse me, in the kickoff return game, you know, we really haven't gotten a lot of opportunities there. People, you know, Corey, we know, is good back there. We feel very comfortable with him. We really haven't gotten a lot of opportunities, and we've got to be smart. You know, we've got to be smart where we're taking the ball out and what we're doing. And I think we've done a good job of that. You know, in the punt returns, we really didn't get off to a good start. We had Marquise Lee back there, and a lot of people were nervous about him. So they're directional kicking, or they're kicking it high. But the net we were getting back there when Marquise was back there was, you know, that's to a certain extent advantageous towards us. Okay. You know, then once he's gone out, now Max is back there, who's really like an unknown to people. But now people, you know, it looks like they just go ahead and punting and trying to switch the field on us. So, you know, my experience has been, you know, blocking is important, but it's more the, you know, the dynamic type of returners that you have back there. I think those, when you look at, and I've talked to Joe about this before we even met, I mean, when we were interviewing Joe, you know, my experience with special teams, and I do have a background in it, is when you study in the NFL, the teams that are the really good return teams, it's not a matter of they have 10 great blockers, you know what I'm saying, and an average returner. They usually have an outstanding returner and guys that can block, you know.
You said something interesting on Monday, that sometimes as a first-year head coach at a place, you're just trying to get through the season, still trying.
Sure.
Does the head start you got in terms of being here the last 2 years, has that eliminated that period where you sort of had a...
Yeah, not to me. You know, I mean, I think people on the outside would be like, what the hell is he talking about? You know, he was here for 2 years and stuff. But I think anyone that knows me knows... So I have a tunnel sometimes. Like, in other words, hey, this was my job. This is what I was supposed to do. And I really just talk to just the offensive lineman. You know, you see the receivers or you see anyone else, and you just say hello. You know, hey, a nice job. Or, hey, listen, keep your head up. You know, maybe you see the D lineman a little bit because you work against them quite a bit. And you're like, hey, good job with your hands. Hey, if you play with your hands like that, you'll be well. But DBs, linebacker, you know what I'm saying? I don't have those types of relationships, you know, with those players that a head coach would have. So for me, when I say, you know, first year, first time, you know, it's really getting to know the team, you know what I'm saying, and spending time with, you know, the defensive backs and the linebackers. And obviously I don't spend as much time with the O-line, which they're probably happy about, but I'm trying to get myself, you know what I'm saying, you know, with them, what their thought process is, what's going on, and the same with the staff. You know, you bring a staff together. Yeah, there's some guys that you've worked with, but you never worked with them in the position that you're in. So they really don't know who you are. You know, now I have a couple of guys that have been with me when I was the head coach, but like Todd Wash, you know what I'm saying? He knew me as the offensive line coach. He doesn't know me as the head coach. So, you know, and sometimes, you know, people change, you know, and I just feel like, you know, that's how I looked at this year. You know, hey, this is what I want. This is how we're going to prepare. This is what we're going to do. Getting to know the team, how to motivate the team, how to get them ready, getting to know what my expectations are. So from a personnel standpoint, though, I would say it was an advantage. I have a feel of a personnel. But as far as the relationships and the things that you need to really, you know, become close, those things you have to work on. I had to work on just like I would if I was a new coach, except with the O-line.
Yeah. So you think you've done a better job at that than the first year at Buffalo? Spreading yourself around.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's one of the things when you look at, I think like in anything else, I think, you know, the first year, you know, that I was a head coach and I was at Syracuse coming from New Orleans, and I said this, I mean, you know, I made mistakes at Syracuse University as a head coach that if I would have made those same mistakes in the NFL, I probably wouldn't have a job. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, you're just learning, and it's tough because I always say this, is that, you know, when I was an assistant coach or the coordinator and you're sitting there and you're viewing, or you're watching the head coach and you work for him, you sit there and I'm like, shit, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could be a head coach, you know what I'm saying? But you really don't know all the situations, you know, that occur, you know, and every day is something different. So, you know, you don't realize that every time someone comes in your office, they're looking for an answer. You know what I'm saying? It's not, no one's coming in and say, hey, how's your day going? Everything okay? You know, every time Tad comes in, it's always like, oh, this is what we got. You know, let's go. You know, how do you want to handle this? How do you want to handle that? You know, I'm just saying, but everyone comes in, you know what I'm saying, and it's for an answer. So,
Sounds about right. So
you kind of get, you know, better because there's some things that are going to create a high anxiety for you and some things that aren't. And then as you learn, as you go across, the one thing I've learned over time, and that's where, you know, I've learned from talking to Coach Coughlin when I was at Syracuse, and, you know, Sean Payton, you know, who I worked for, and a lot of coaches, you know, Herm Edwards, all those guys. It's just that, you know, you learn from them, and then every day and every time you get another chance, or you continue each year, you know, you get better and better because, you know what, you know, I used to say to myself, you know, shoot, you know, now this is whatever year it is, coach, and, you know, the seventh year of the head coach, I pretty much dealt with everything. And then all of a sudden, when you say that, I promise you something's going to come in and be like, I've never dealt with this before. And it's happened to me this year, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'm just focusing on, you know what I'm saying, the winning and all the stuff. It's like the attendance question the other day. I mean, I've never gotten that, you know what I'm saying. But, you know, my focus is on the team. And you do things and you try things every time, and I think you get better and better. You know, you really do. And then it's just a matter of, you know, winning football games and having a high level of performance to be able to keep your job. Because that's what, at the end of the day, that's what you have to be able to do.